Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special Schus for our memory of Rashi Sheyuchiu. So much the best nice on Moshe Mordechai, Schus or Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan of Shai Ben Leia, of the Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Reizel, Nagid Abbas Rav Chaim Tzusha, Rav Bracha Bas Hal B'chom Asei Yideyem, in Bria Sashlim of the Shir is based, in the Torah of Moiv Rabbi, Agon Agadol Muflav HaMuflag, Reb David Zatzal, Perek Lamed Beis, Pesukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Vayishma Yoshua, this is talking about the Cheder Eagle. Vayishma Yoshua is called on Berei O. Vayomer Moshe, Kol Milchama Ben Machane. And Yoshua heard the sound of the people, they shouted, and he said to Moshe, there is the sound of war in the camp. Vayomer, and Moshe said, En Kol Enos Gevura. Vein kol anos chalusha, kol anos anochi shomea. There is no sound of shouting in victory. There is no sound of shouting in weakness, in defeat. A sound that kol anos. What does anos mean? Rashi has it, kol chirufin vigidufin. It's a sound of blaspheming and scorning that afflict the person who hears it. That's the kol anos. The Ibn Ezra renders it neginos, music. Okay. So those are the psukim. It's hard to understand why we have to have the havamina of Yehoshua. And the answer, seemingly, it's Moshe answering, where it says, Vayomer. It's Moshe. It could be it's Yoshua still, but in Pashas, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So, why do we have to have their Havamina? What's going on over here? L'may Nafkamina? Why is the Torah telling us what they thought? L'may Isis, it's Egel Azov. That's what's hard to understand. The pashtus of the words kol anois. What does kol anois mean? A voice of answering, I'm hearing. So we saw Rashi, and Rashi says it causes you inui when you hear it. It causes you affliction. That's the kol anois ani shomea. But that's not so pashut. If Hirsch has it, kol anois hu kol mashpil u'machlish. It lowers you, it weakens you. It makes you chasar onim. It's milashon inui. Similar to Rashi. Malbim has it, it's a kol of tsa'aka. Akopanim, b'pshitus, it's hard to understand what this anois is. What's this kol anois? But you ask him about it also. So those are the first two questions we have. What does the Torah tell us the hava mean of Moshe and of Yoshua and Moshe? And what's this kol anois anochi shomea? So first we have to be marked in psukim tes vov and tes zayin. Ketuv b'Torah k'dosha, zot omeret b'psukim akodmim. כתוב ויפן וירד מן משה מן ההר ושני לוחות סעידוס ביד הלוחות is כסובים משני אבריהם מזה ומזה הם כסובים. And he turned and Moshe Rabbeinu went down from the mountain. There were two luchos of Eidus in his hand, luchos that were written from both sides. On both sides they were written, and the luchos Maise Elohim Hema, the luchos, the tablets, were an act of God. V'michtav michtav Elohim hu choros al luchos, and the writing was the writing of God, and it was inscribed on the luchos. Ramban kvar amad al kach. Why is the Torah telling us here what's describing the luchos? This is already spoken about earlier. 31:18 Va'itein al Moshe kachalos el adabrito b'har Sinai shnei luchos deiz v'yad luchos avonim ksuvim etz belikim. So that's where we're talking about the luchos that he gave him. So there it should have said, okay, tell me, v'aluchos ma'ase ma'ase elokim hema, Why didn't say it earlier? This is not the time. Tell us originally when he gave him the, when he gave him the luchos. Why is he telling us now after Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down? He sees the ego. למה זה נכתב כאן? כך מקשה הרמב"ן. שאלה נוספת, כתוב בפסוק י"ט. זאת אומרת, אנחנו כבר הקראנו י"ז י"ח, that's the דין ודברים בין מוישה ויהושע, all give and take. Now we have פסוק י"ט. ויהי כאשר קורב על המחנה וירס העגל ומחוילוס, וייחר אף משה, וישלך מידו את הלוחות, מידיו את הלוחות, וישבר אותם תחת ההר. When he grew close to the camp, he saw the calf and the dances. And Moshe's anger burned. He cast the tablets from his hand. And he smashed them under the mountain. So why does it have to tell us Vayar, he saw the eagle, the mecholos. What does he need to come on to that for? HaKadosh Baruch already told him they made the eagle. Hashem already told him they made the eagle earlier. So what's this Vayar? What is supposed to tell us? He saw it. What does he have to see it for? Vayar is eagle mecholos. God already told him. And if Moshe Rabbeinu thought that even though they made the egel, there's still reason to give them the luchos, so what changed when he saw the egel and the mecholos that caused him to break it? Break the luchos. In other words, God already said they made the egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break the luchos. Pitom, he sees it, and he breaks it. Ma kara? Ma kara? Why did suddenly did he decide now he's going to smash him? He already knew before they made the egel. What happened that he saw it? Yerushalmi Tainis 4:5, Reb Chilkiya b'shem Rav Acha mikan shlo yedam dan umdois. So you see that a person shouldn't judge assessments. What does that mean? Karban Eid explains that even though he already said to Yeshua that I hear a voice of Avodah Zarah, nevertheless he didn't. He told Yeshua. Says the Karban Aida, that I hear a voice of a desire. But nevertheless, he wasn't shaver the luchos until he actually came to the camp. Lashana Karban Aida, the Afagav Shabal Yeshua Makol Akum Anisha Anochi Shemeya. That's maybe how he's explaining Kol Anois. Kol Akum Anochi Shemeya. Even though he said, I hear the voice of Akum. Nevertheless, he didn't break the luchos until he came to the camp. That's the Yerushalmi with the Korban Aida. Parshan shel Yerushalmi. Chad mea. Parshanim haklasi. So it's hard to understand. How can you call it umdais? That it's just an assessment. It's just a guess. God told them they made an eagle. That's not umdais. So Yerushalmi said, no, you're not done umdois, like umdina. You don't judge based on what, guessing, speculation. There's no speculation. God said so. So Mefarshim already asked that kasha. Look in the Torah Shleima and Oiskuf Pei in the Biur. We also have to understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say kol avoy dezar that I call akomei here. Kol anoisani shemei. What does that have to do with the fact that he's going to break the luchos if man would judge based on oimet? Moshe Rabbeinu says, kol anois ani shomea. Because if kol anois ani shomea, he's going to break the luchos. If not for the fact that you don't judge based on oimet. Again, Pasuk doesn't say anything about a reserve. Pasuk says kol anois. Also, it says in the pasuk, Vayaras ha'egel u'mecholos. Isn't the eagle enough? Eagles, and they're not, they're Ovid Zara. Isn't the fact that they're Ovid Zara enough not to give them the Torah? So why does it also have to be this macholos, this dancing? Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas because they weren't worthy of receiving the Torah, like we see in Shabbos 87a. The Jewish people are mumrim. So what do you have to come on to the Mecholos for? We also have to understand, Shteit in Psochim, 87b, V'ashabrim le'inechem, Tana luchos nishbur v'oisyeis pochois ba'avir. I smashed in front of your eyes, the luchos were smashed, and the osios were floating up in the air. See the Targum Yonison ben Uziel, Pasuk Yotes, Yerushalmi Tainis there, Pirkei d'Rabbeleizer Perek Memhei, Beis HaLevi Chelek Beis Rosh Yotches, that the luchos became so heavy because the oisios flew away beforehand. The luchos weren't that heavy. The ksav made the luchos lighter, but now that the oisios flew away, the writing flew away, now he couldn't hold it anymore. What's the sinyan of the oisios flying away and now it becomes so heavy? Ma'maze, ma'inyan hazeh. אז מוי רבי רבויסאי, כי דרכנו בקודש, על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו, מאור עינינו לשמור לזכות אהבת כל נפש. אנחנו באמת צריכים עכשיו, הצגנו סדרה של קושיות גדולות מאוד, נוקבות. And now our job is to answer these caches. Is that exciting or what? אז נראה כך. הרמב"ן בפרשת יתרו, 1525, and in Kiseitse 23:10, writes that in war, hachet matsui bo, sin is very common. Because we know, now there's a war going on, Rachmana Litzlan, in Ukraine. And we hear stories of a Russian soldier who's going in and treating the Ukrainian women as a woman should not be treated, v'hamevin yovin. And then as people go to war, it brings out the animal in them. Kayadua kamufursim. Sai lagabe, the relationship to Noshim. That's why we have the Parsha Bifas Torah in the Torah, to try to somehow curb that on some level. And Sai linyan achila, way people eat. The whole Gantzizach, the whole holoch yelich of Milchama, they call in the yeshivas the Tutzach of Milchama, is filled with achzorius. It's cruelty, it's evil, it's anger. We want a world. Lo yisa goyel goy cherv, lo yimdu ad milchom, v'gar zevim keves. It's the world we're looking for. In the meantime, not there yet. And the Indian is, shekol adam, yesh lo mizgeret v'gvul behanhagato. Every person has a framework, has limits on the way he behaves. Sai machmas tivoiv utchunoisev. This is because of his nature. The nature of man is to not be a wild animal. He's a human part. He's a tzelem elokim oichim. V'yesh lo gam emunah, v'yesh lo gam dat. He also has his religious beliefs. So that's why a person, you see, in society, generally, walk down the street, people act more or less with menschlichkeit, more or less. Right, there are exceptions to the rule. You go down to the New York City subways. I love taking the subway, by the way. Love the subway. It's chick-chack. It goes so fast. Trains are frequent, usually. Right? Depends where you are, but I like the 72nd Street and Broadway station. Loads of trains, fast. Ah, gewaldig. Okay, everybody has their things in life they like. Why did I bring that up? Completely irrelevant, rabbis say. Irrelevant. But the point is that most people live on the train. I remember I was in New York once. And I was trying to work out the payment. And then there was a lady there. She saw I was having trouble. You know, I'm not a New Yorker anymore. I haven't lived there in 3.5 decades. So she was helping me out. It's menschlichkeit. You know, so you see an old a person gives a seat to an old person, they move aside. I'm sorry, thank you. Can I help you with that? People have limits. They're not just gonna, you know, a man sees a pretty woman in the street. He doesn't, you know, part of him would like to, but he doesn't, you know, jump on top of her and, or, you know, go and up and proposition her or whatever. He walks by, visit, continues on with his day. We have a gvul to the way we act. We're not just all wild animals walking. It's not a jungle in the world, generally. But comes a milchama, and then person wants to break through those. He has to kill other people. You have to act. You know, that's the way they try when you see athletes when they play sports. You know, especially the professionals, the college level, serious athletes. You know, they get their game face on. It's a war. You know, and in football they call it a blitz. They have all these terms that relate to war. Go out there and kill those guys. Right? All these different things that people say. You know, you see the fire in their eyes. So these modern day gladiators. So that's a war. And what a war does is it's poretz kol mizgeret. It breaks through all the boundaries. Again, now they're killing. And therefore they come to a place where they can do al toyevis. They could do all the abominations in the world, all the evil in the world. So according to this, it would appear, Yoshua, when he heard Kol Am B'Re'oi, he heard all of the noise making. So he thought there's a milchama. As hu chashav shema kolot sheshama, shu kolot v'tzakot shelo regila. So Yeshua understood that these are not regular sounds. So he understood that they were poiretz kol hagvulos v'hamizgoris. They're breaking through all the boundaries, all the limitations. These are not regular human kolos. This is not their nefesh elokis, if I may chabadicize myself for a moment. It's not a nefesh elokis talking, it's the nefesh behemis talking. It's the animal soul. So Yehoshua thought, Echot getracht, because we know that Yehoshua's first language was Yiddish. So Yehoshua thought that it was a war. Yehoshua's kolam b'reoi. Hear them shout of Yom Moshe, kol milchama b'machaneh. It's a war. Must be a war. Look at you hear those sounds they're making? Rah! It's a war. Otherwise, mechit tesi that they're going out of the mizgeret. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered, "Nah, it's not a war." Sharei lekol ha'pachot yatzich liot gam kol anot gvura, v'kol anot chalusha, v'ein kol anot gvura v'lo kol anot chalusha. Ubal kochenu shekol anot anochi shomei b'lo sibat milchama, ela stam yitzia gmura me'amizgeret yeshachshav b'machane. Umizeh ba oto kol anot. I don't hear, otherwise I'd hear a strong voice of Gvura. I'd hear a Kol Chalusha. If it was a regular war, some people would be brave. Some people would be scared. But we don't have any of that. We just have a Stama Kol Anois. Just a voice that's answering. Elishon Lanot. There's no Ein Kol Anois Gvura. It's not speaking, right? Like Shemia Ka'ine. Also, like it's a language of speaking. It's actually interesting. It says in Chazal that every Aniyas Haramas Kol. Vanisa Vamarta, Arami Yavi Ravi. Haramas Kol. I hear this Haramas Kol. But it's not Gvur, it's not Chalusha, it's not a war. It's not a war, it's something else. Something else. Ibn Ezra again, Kol Negilos. It's Neginos. What are these Neginos about? Stam yitzia me'amizgeret. And that's akdama to what it says in Pasuk Yetes, v'yar segel u'mecholis. Dainu shelo haya ze rak inyan avodah zara. Ela hayta kan hitparkut klalit v'yitzia legamrei mikol olshehu. It isn't stam avodah zara. It is complete perek ol, just complete throwing off the yoke. Wild, unbridled behavior. going out of any yoke. And from this, you have macholos. That's where the dancing are coming from. Because it's just a mice of Ifkeris, just a it's a wild party. You ever go to a wild party? I don't know if I have, but when I was a kid, I saw it in the movies. Yeah, they just act crazy. All this dancing is just a, it's a Ifkeris. It's a Ifpalkut. They're just letting loose, letting go. Or befrat, Chazal tell us, lo ovdu Yisrael avoid the Zoro, elo, kedei lahatir lahem, arayot, bifarhesia. Oh, the ganze avoid the Zoro, do you know why? It's to be matir lahem arayis. That's why. Now I say, oh, there's no God. So now every lady is free game. Also, just going out of the framework of proper human behavior of menschlichkeit. The Ramban says, Mohammed Shvichus Domim. How can you spill somebody's blood, kill another human being? What is that? How can you do that? So it's not only in Avoid Zara, it's in Inav Pritis Gdarim, there's no Mizgarit. And that's Mechayiv, that obligates, that necessitates the breaking of the Luchos, as will be explained in Mir Tasha. And that's what we have in Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Vishma Yeshua Kolam Breo, Vyomir Moshe Kolam Chama Barachana, Vyomir and Kanot and Gvor and Kanot Harusha. What is this? What are these psukim? Pritzis Mizgeris. And then comes Yotes. And that's the next pasuk. After they were poured to Mizgeris, Moshe Rabbeinu comes close to the machane. He sees the eagle in the mecholis. Ooh, you guys are really pirates. You guys are really pirates together now with your dancing. And that's why he didn't break the luchas until now, like the Yerushalmi says. You're not done umdois. Because we said, Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we just avoid the Zara. Just avoid the Zara is not mechayiv them to Moshe Rabbeinu to break the luchas. But when he hears this kol anois, when he hears these mishinadika kolis, ze pritzat mizgeret. That's mamish. They've been poured to Mizgeret. And at first it was in Oymed in Donam Alpiv. He just heard it. But then he sees it with his eyes. He sees the way they're acting together with the Koilis. Vayaras Egel Macholis, that's it. He has to break them now. Ki em shavru ta Mizgeret. Moirai Rabboisai. זה החלק הראשון, אבל עוד לא הסברנו את הדברים עד הסוף. אז בעזרת השם, אם תישארו עמנו, אתם תזכו, ואני אזכה בעזרת השם, לשמוע את החלק השני, ונראה את ביור הדברים באופן נפלא מאוד, עוד לא תירצנו את כל הקושיות כאן. So please stay tuned, and אם ירצה השם, in part 2, we will continue this incredible מהלך. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. It's awesome. Loved it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.